Hi, you're listening to the Nerdicon. We're back. Yay, finally. Only
Yay.
Took us forever. Yay. Because, yeah.
And if you don't know who we are already, then...
Shame on you. Go listen to our old ones.
Yeah.
They're gold.
They really are.
They're great. This one's going to be a little shorter than most, and maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
We won't get on long and...
winded speeches.
Yeah.
Jamie loves those.
I They're fun.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to, say hey to my friend Preston. So, hey, Preston, since he liked our zombie podcast.
Yay!
He was, yeah. So, yay!
We're so lethargic.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you guys for liking us.
Thanks,
it's
guys.
It's really sweet.
We're so cool and pretentious. No, not really. Not at all.
No, not really.
All right,
are you kidding me? I was, jumping around my house whenever we got, 1,000 hits on the website. So.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for that.
Thank you
way.
So much. That was the best.
We appreciate it.
We really do.
We're gonna try and get a video.
I smiled really hard.
Oh Lord.
No, this is Patrick. Okay,
okay.
Window.
Okay.
It's 5 million degrees in this room.
All right. Well, first off, we're gonna just do some nerd news and stuff because we really didn't think the topic to do this time. But we're going to talk about the Oscar nominations first.
Woohoo!
Oh,
so, what do you guys think? I only really saw 3 of the movies nominated for an Oscar.
Well, I saw Wreck-It Ralph. Saw Django.
Well, I mean, for Best Picture.
Oh, what all is nominated for Best Picture?
For Best Picture,
I've seen one of them.
Yeah.
I've seen Argo.
Okay, so there's
that.
More.
I'm a film
star. What is that? Oh, God, that is bad.
Oh.
Okay, Argo, saw Argo. Beast of the Southern Wild, which
I really want to see.
Django Unchained, saw it. Read the review. Les Mis, don't give a shit about.
Saw it, I loved it.
Life of Pi, want to see it. Blinken, want to see it.
Yeah.
Silver Linings Playbook, And Zero Dark Thirty, kind of want to see it.
Yeah.
I've seen one.
I agree with 3 of these because I liked all 3 of them. Argo, Django Unchained, and Les Mis. But I have a feeling that it's probably going
to
be...
It'll go to Lincoln.
Amour or Lincoln or Pie or something.
I feel
like
Lincoln's going to sweep.
Lincoln might either
Lincoln or Silver Linings Playbook.
I honestly
hope Silver Linings Playbook is
apparently
fucking
everything.
Shit.
Everything.
The best thing that has ever happened to rom-coms ever, apparently.
I'll just be happy if anything but Zero Dark Thirty wins for Best Picture. It does not, honestly, I don't think it deserves. It's a good movie. It's extremely long-winded and obviously extremely wanting to be controversial when it doesn't need to be.
I don't feel like it will, just because the Academy is very, they do you won that one year.
Yeah.
And because Hurt Locker won and because she won, they're not going to get anything.
I really want Argo.
Regardless of if they deserve it or not.
Yeah.
I really want Argo to win, and I'm surprised Affleck didn't get
nominated
for Best Director. I got angry. I was like, no, Academy, you are wrong in everything.
Also, can we talk about how Leonardo DiCaprio is never going to win an Oscar?
Oh, he was so good in Django.
He'll get a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I'm sure he just stood there when they were doing the nominations and just cried a little bit.
He might get something for Greg Gatsby.
No, he won't.
Year. Okay, yeah,
no,
true.
No.
They just don't want him because he's always just going to be the kid from Titanic.
Don't you mean the kid from What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
What is eating Gilbert Grape?
Good question.
Do you want to know what's eating Gilbert Grape? Life.
I thought you were going to say economy.
That too. That's part of life.
Yeah.
I'm mostly for all of them, I'm not surprised.
Some of them
I was pleasantly surprised about.
God, I'm so torn on animated feature film.
Because of animated feature film, I was we have 5, oh my god!
Yeah.
And the only one I haven't heard of is The Pirates Band of Misfits.
David Tennant plays, Darwin.
Oh, I should have known that. Okay.
And Hugh Grant is the main pirate.
Oh, I should have known that.
And
okay.
Now I feel dumb.
So.
It was really
great.
Now I feel dumb.
Basically every animated film that came out this year.
Yeah.
It seems that's what they do.
Oh, except for
animated.
Oh, wait. There was
and it just happens to be that this year we had a lot. Which is really nice, because I love animated films, so I'm happy that that's...
I do, too. I mean, I watched Frankenweenie over break, and it was pretty good. I still haven't seen Paranorman.
Skyfall for cinematography.
Yes.
Dude, I'm more excited for Skyfall for music, because I don't know about anybody else,
best original
but I shed a tear during that Skyfall theme song. It hit me hard.
During
Adele. That was the time when I enjoyed Adele, and that was the first time I actually wanted to listen to more of Adele. And then I realized I don't like Skyfall so far.
Rolling
in the deep can stay in the deep.
I think that, like...
I'm sorry.
All right.
I think that writing in both categories is going to be a really tough...
Yeah.
Tough category.
Visual effects.
Kingdom got nominated.
What was
I still need to see it.
Me too, but I love me some Wes Anderson, so I'm down.
I really want Argo to win everything that it's in a category for, and maybe even some that it's not in a category for, because
how I felt about The Social Network, and the King's Speech fucking destroyed it, and I'm still bitter. I'm still bitter about that Oscar.
And I'm just like, Argo, just, I love everything Affleck has done so far. I watched all of his movies after watching Argo, and he only has three, but they're all really good. Like, The Town is amazing, and Gone
really,
Baby
really
Gone
good.
Is
really
so when you
good.
Said,
I bought them all.
When you said that, I was thinking you were, a bit, you were talking about all the movies he has. I was like, you like Daredevil?
I don't know, but Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms.
I haven't seen it, so I can't say anything.
Yeah! He's the bomb in Phantoms,
oh,
yo.
God, I love
Kevin. I'm interested to see what will win in visual effects, because that's looking like a tough category.
It's going
to
be, yeah.
Yeah.
Because,
I feel like Life of Pi.
Yeah.
Life of Pi will probably
because,
get it. But Prometheus had some great special
God,
effects.
That was the
I
best part about it.
But Avengers.
You mean the only good
but,
part
yeah,
about
Avengers,
it?
Yeah, they had some pretty good stuff. Like,
yeah.
I think the Chitauri were a little dodgy, but, like, the Helicarrier was beautiful.
Yeah.
Basically, I love... And Snow White and the Huntsman, the only good thing about it was the visual effects.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, honestly, it's kind of a toss-up. I kind of...
Yeah,
I love
like,
visual effects in all of the in all of them. So
I would. I think this is one category for one time out of the Oscars that I'm actually just happy that all of them have been nominated.
Yeah.
Like I don't have anything wrong against any of these nominations for visual effects.
I haven't seen Life of Pi or Snow White and the Huntsman, but yeah. Okay, so what about
speaking of Oscars? Do you want to go into?
Well, I was going to say one more thing.
Oh, okay.
So, what do you guys feel about Dark Knight Rises not being nominated?
Good.
When it's been campaigning for fucking, like, 2 months.
Well, obvious, you know, I was about to say something really bad, and now I'm going to keep my comment to myself.
it actually makes me kind of glad.
Well, considering that series peaked at number 2.
Yeah. Honestly, if the Dark Knight... didn't win an Oscar, then
can we
Dark
just
Knight
take
Rises
the Dark Knight Rises out of like our vocabulary, please?
Are you okay?
No!
Just say it, Jeffrey. Say it and we'll move on.
The only reason why the Dark Knight got nominated
is because he died.
Yes.
That is the only reason.
And so the only reason why the Dark Knight Rises would have been nominated if somebody died from that. When you said it peaked at number 2.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, so did somebody else. They peaked at number 2. Yep, and there we go. That's my mind at this moment. I'm a terrible person. I'm going to see my way out. I am going to hell.
And Jeffrey's going to be gone. We fired him.
Yes.
And...
I think I need to be.
Jamie, we're hiring.
All right. Okay. So
anyways.
Let's move on before we get on another Dark Knight Rises.
Speaking of Oscars.
Speaking of directors and
Quentin Tarantino.
Oscars.
Oh, honey.
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino, so...
In case you don't know, he was doing an interview with Channel 4 with BBC, and they were asking him sort of about his film and how he thought violence, like, sort of influenced violence in real life. Oh, good lord.
He blew up. He refused the question, and he kept saying shutting him down. Now, the reporter kept on trying to get into it, even though Tarantino said, I'm shutting it down. And a lot of people say that Tarantino's being a dick about it. But, well, what do you think, Lee?
I think that he has every right to not answer whatever question he doesn't want to answer. And, like, first of all, the reporter asked him, like, something about, like, a scene of rape in the movie, and I'm like,
He said, you touch on the themes of rape, and then Tarantino says, no, there's no rape in this film.
Yeah.
And the guy goes on to say that he's already seen Django, and that he's a big fan of Tarantino, but I really am not sure about that.
I mean,
especially
like, in other
films...
Especially
if you've seen it, and you say that there's rape.
In other Tarantino films, yeah, there's a little bit hinted, especially in Pulp Fiction, but not in Django. And I feel bad that Tarantino was snubbed, also, like Ben Affleck was, for Best Director. What about you, Emily?
What do you think of QT blowing up?
Okay, this... Oh. Have I ever admitted this to you, Whitley?
I don't think you have.
Okay, I
admitted admission
this to Chris.
Time.
Oh!
Confession,
okay,
bear.
Here's a confession for the podcast, and I will fix this, I swear to God, at some point.
Are we going to have to
future.
Fire you too?
Yeah, probably.
Well, unemployment checks are ours.
Yeah! As a film student, I feel super ashamed of this. I have never seen a single Tarantino film.
Get the fuck out of here.
Leave.
Other than Natural Born Killers, which he fucking hates anyway. So...
I'm disappointed.
Not even Death Proof?
I bought that! I bought that over Brian!
Not even his worst one?
I like Death Proof! Come on!
I'm glad somebody else likes it, but that was a terrible
idea. It's still not
there we
his
go.
Best, though.
No.
Well, no, it's not his best, but
that's
I like
I
it.
It's worst.
Now, that being said...
But the worst of a Tarantino film is still a good Tarantino film.
Exactly.
Now, that admission being said...
Death Proof is still a better love story than Twilight.
Oh, God. Okay, go on.
But anyway, that being said, fuck that reporter. I honestly, like, other than, like, I feel like a lot of people are going to be like, well, he was being an asshole because he was being insistent about it, but the reporter was being an asshole because he was being insistent about it as well.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't just get to, like, put the blame onto, like, the person who... you're judging, like, the person who's interviewing is also just as culpable.
Yeah.
And I feel like he handled it as well as you can expect Tarantino to handle something, and handled it better, honestly, than I thought he would have. When you guys were like, hey, he freaked out, I was expecting legit script. I was expecting Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was about to say that same comparison.
No.
So significantly better than I thought he was going to do. So, I like that.
One thing that I noticed about Django Unchained that I forgot to put in my review, he doesn't have a gratuitous foot shot in the film. Like, there is no gratuitous shot of a woman's feet.
Because Quentin Tarantino has a foot fetish.
He really does.
He really does. There's always something with his feet. But
delicious.
I especially think if Tarantino has gone on record several times, which he says he has, several times about violence in movies...
I don't feel like he's exaggerating on that.
Violence in real life, then he shouldn't have to answer it.
I know.
And I think the only reason they did it is because of all of the gun violence that's been going on
recently in America.
And that's the only reason, like, if there hadn't been any, he wouldn't have said that question.
Yeah, well,
he wouldn't
have
even said it. It really was a ratings ploy because they were trying to get him to relate it to the... you know, the Colorado shooting.
And I think what he said about, like, you just want me to say it for your show, you want it on your... It's exactly right. That's what he was doing.
And
so
he's answered that question any single time one of his films has come out. They're like, well, how do you feel about violence in the media versus violence in real life?
Yeah.
Like, do you see a correlation? And he's like, honestly, I don't blame him because I get tired of that question, too, because I've had discussions with my family about it, and I'm like...
Me too.
They're... You could say that there's a correlation, but really, it's just people.
Yeah. It's a small fraction.
Yeah.
Of, like, extremely small out of all the people who watch those movies and how none of them have violent tendencies and go out and kill people.
Yeah.
There's that one person in, like, a million that does it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean we should censor anything. Yeah. I think. I just think it's stupid. What do you think?
I completely agree with him that it's all fantasy, because that's exactly what it is. If you're really going to make a correlation between movie violence and real-life violence, why don't we first make a correlation between book violence and real-life violence?
Yeah.
People read books before.
Yeah.
I mean, I swear, what was that? What's that one children's book? I could think of a children's book that you could easily just relate to real-life violence.
Pop on Pop.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, okay.
Everybody poops? You can relate that to real life violence if you want.
And honestly, like, my personal take on it is that, like, if, like, people are going to commit violence, whether or not they see, like, Tarantino films, like, the violence in them is not going to make somebody who would normally not commit violence just go commit violence. Like, that's not how people
and
work.
Honestly, if you look at a Tarantino film, his violence is so ridiculous. Yeah. Like, nothing like this could ever happen. Look at all the blood that was in Django or Kill Bill or
How about
Glorious
this? From
so
Dusk
much.
Till Dawn.
From Dusk Till Dawn. You know what? That movie did make me want to go out and kill vampires.
That
wasn't even a Tarantino film. That was a Robert Rodriguez film.
That
but
is
he
true.
Also wrote, I think he
that's
wrote
true.
It. He wrote it.
Tarantino
Rodriguez
wrote it, yes.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
he also co-starred.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it co-star.
But he was a big
He was
role.
In the first 20 minutes.
True, but for a while you thought he was the fucking star of the movie along with George Clooney.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. No.
No.
His brother.
Yeah.
No, I figured something.
No, so it's just, I just can't, it's my biggest pet peeve whenever I'm talking to anybody, whenever they're mentioning violence in the media. And then violence in video games or horror films or in movies or anything like that or in music. I'm like, no, it's not any of that. It's just your pea brain cannot handle that you have to own up to your own responsibility, that you have to put the blame on something else.
Oh, yeah.
So they're in trouble or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's retarded. It's stupid. I just can't stand it.
Because weren't you, me, and Jeff, we were asked by freshmen, weren't we? Who were in a psychology class?
Yeah.
We were asked about, like, what we thought about violence in the media and whether or not, you know, it influences violence in people. And we gave them pretty much the exact same answer. It's like, you know, people are going to be people. You can blame violence in the media, but that's just you looking for a scapegoat.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, would we like to move on?
Sure.
So, the S.H.I.E.L.D. show that's going to be connected to the Avengers universe is going to take place after the Avengers movie, and one of the producers actually said he really liked the pilot script. So...
Well, duh.
Well, yeah, but they didn't exactly like the pilot for Wonder Woman, so that's saying something.
Well, they liked the pilot script apparently for The River, and that got produced, so, I mean, you can't really...
But,
I
have faith in Joss Whedon. But, and Coulson...
It's not done by Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not done by Fox, so maybe he won't get screwed over and only
maybe it'll go
seasons.
Longer than a season.
Whoa, that's...
That's too far for Joss Whedon. He doesn't need to be getting a big head now.
Yeah.
Seven-season show. he's done
he's
enough.
Done.
Yeah, it's time to put that old dog to rest.
His forehead is bleeding.
Aww. You can't say anything.
What?
You have bangs. There's a difference.
Don't take this as we're not liking him. We love him.
We love him. He is
the Almighty Father.
Another big revelation is that Coulson is going to be in the show.
He's like the lead character.
He's the lead character in the show, and it's taking place after Avengers. Now, I'm going to go with my theory, and that Coulson never was actually dead, and that Nick Fury just put the blood on those cards and threw them out and just said, hey, Coulson, go hide for a bit.
Which... I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how I feel about it either, but I could see it in
that was
Nick
my
Fury's
theory.
Character.
That was
I can see
exactly.
it in Nick Fury's character. As long as what is being done is in character of what is in the movie, I can be fine with it.
Yeah.
In before
but if it
zombie.
Was just, But if it was zombie just, like...
In before.
Yes.
In before. Just calling it out. I'm sorry, I had
That's
to get that off my chest.
That's what that...
I'm sorry, please continue.
Okay. But yeah, if it's in... Because you saw Nick Fury in that movie. He was really shady. He
yeah.
double-crossed everyone. His, you know, his team, his...
Well, he was doing it for the
forest.
Better...
Yeah. He does for the
good.
Better
yeah.
good of...
For the good of...
For the
general,
good of...
Even if he gets looked at as a villain or
yeah.
as a hero. Or if he might get fired.
Oh, he's an anti-hero.
He really
will always be an anti-hero.
And so,
except
I,
with...
I'm gonna say, Coulson's gonna be pissed that his vintage cards are covered in blood.
Oh.
I'm just gonna say.
You did what to
my
Captain America
cards?
Don't worry. I double-crossed you this time. I actually photocopied these cards.
Oh, yeah? I found the originals and replaced them with the photocopy. I double-double-crossed you.
What the tweets? Did we not... I'm sorry, I didn't know that the last episode of The Shield will actually be written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, God. No.
Turns out it was all devil in the end.
Okay, did you see the elevator? Did you see that movie?
Devil?
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked
too.
It. It was
it
actually...
Wasn't bad.
I watched
that scared her.
I didn't. I still don't really.
I called
like
it like I.
Elevators.
I'm not gonna
I did
lie.
Too,
but
I did not call it, and that's the one horror movie
either.
I actually didn't call.
Damn.
I did not call that it was going to be that old lady.
Spoiler alert.
Oh.
It's been out for like 2 years.
Also,
I think it's okay.
I think
everybody else is like, I didn't want to watch it anyway.
And the
so
Last Airbender sucked. There you go, another M. Night spoiler.
Oh. Spoiler alert, Aang dies. I'm kidding. Or am I? I'm double-crossing
Aang
all of you.
Aang was really a ghost the whole time.
Oh, don't you mean Aang?
Aang.
Oh my god. No,
okay,
off the
okay,
topic.
Let's
off
go.
The topic.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, so what do you guys think
god.
Of Coulson?
I'm excited.
Coulson.
Okay. Okay.
Hashtag yellow swag.
I...
Do you see what Miles put on my Facebook the other day?
Okay.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
It was an elephant.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Okay.
I have mixed feelings.
Okay.
Yeah.
In that, like, I desperately, desperately want Coulson to be alive.
I know.
Like, I think that that's, like, I think the double crossing of Fury, if he's a, like, if that's the... Obviously, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what will happen. I don't feel like anything else should happen.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the explanation. But I also feel like, does it negate the meaning of his death in the film?
I don't feel like it does.
I don't feel like it does because it didn't matter if he died or not. It just needed to get the Avengers to work together. That's all it needed.
They just needed to believe that he was dead.
Which then, I hope that they put that they all know that he's alive in the rest of the movies.
Yes.
Leading up to Avengers. Because God, it's going to be awesome.
If he shows up in Iron Man 3, just like, oh, hey, Tony.
And then Tony's going to be like,
fuck!
Now, if it's something stupid, like if it was a life model decoy, which is from the comics and they do it all the time,
yeah.
I still hate it when they do it in the comics, but it would make sense and... Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I know what that is, Cody.
You were looking at me weird.
No, I was just looking at you weird because you're funny looking.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Please continue with your
go on
life model decoys.
But yes, I think I'll be a little upset.
I don't think it was.
Yeah. Or if they bring him back as a robot.
No.
Which that's another theory going on.
Also... He's still teaching at Peter Parker's high school, so...
Let's not talk about that.
No. I love Ultimate Spider-Man. You can get out.
Oh, God.
Drake Bell is my homeboy. I ain't even mad. Sorry.
I like the first few episodes.
No, I love that show. I ain't even mad.
I like
continue.
It mainly
Drake
for Coulson,
Bell.
Though.
Drake... Oh,
he's doing
Drake
Peter
and
Parker's...
What?
That's what I said.
I'm sorry. So he's stopping... He's stopped playing
with
Timmy.
Josh.
You know,
yeah,
fairly
I
odd
got
parents.
You. I got you.
Oh, God.
All
oh,
right.
Well, have fun with that.
So, next is Nolan's Interstellar.
Which Jonathan Nolan is writing.
Interesting.
Cool.
It apparently deals with time travel.
interdimensional
and
stuff.
And I think, let's see. It's because it's based on something else. I think, like, Steven Spielberg was, like, attached for a really long time to, like, the idea.
Okay.
I don't know if that was to Jonathan's script specifically. I doubt it.
Yeah.
But, like, to the idea as a whole, he was attached for a while. So
I might be on board with it then. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I don't know if...
I'd like to hear a little bit more about it, and then see maybe a teaser.
Yeah.
Before I decide how I actually...
Regardless of what we said in a previous podcast about a certain movie we won't name right now, directed by Christopher Nolan, I actually love Christopher Nolan as a director.
I think
he's really good. I like most of his movies other than...
And I think Jonathan is a great writer.
Jonathan is a good writer.
Most of the films that, you know, only Christopher gets credit for, Nolan either wrote or co-wrote.
Yeah, like Memento, that was
based on Christopher's short story.
His short story.
And then The Prestige, they both wrote.
I really liked The Prestige.
Yeah.
So,
I still want to see Insomnia. Wasn't he done with Insomnia?
It was okay.
I don't remember if Jonathan did.
I don't know if Jonathan did, but it's based off a foreign film.
Yeah.
I always mix that up every time, and I still would like to see it, because I feel like it's interesting. It's right there on Netflix, you know?
It was a little boring when I watched it, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so bigger news, Jurassic Park 4.
Oh, yeah!
You don't understand how excited I am about that. When I was little, I freaking loved Jurassic Park, because I was like, oh, man. I bet that place could be real one day.
Yeah.
We could go, and I could go play with the dinosaurs, and that was at the same time when I was really into Land Before Time, so I was like all about dinosaurs, until freaking Land Before Time just took out my heart and soul with all the freaking sad music, and everything was just sad.
Every single sequel ever.
And the 27 sequels.
And the TV show, the two TV shows that they did.
Lord.
We're not going to talk about that, but anyways, dinosaurs are awesome. I've always thought about, like, what could they do with Jurassic Park in today's sort of technology, in today's, like, CGI, and today's cinematography styles?
Which, honestly, the dinosaurs still hold up.
Yeah, they really do.
That's why I really,
which is
really,
really, really fucking impressive.
Yeah. Like,
for sure.
Fucking, what's it called?
The gif of the animators running, like, their dinosaurs that they had to draw.
Yeah.
That's the most precious thing ever.
The, I really wanted for Jurassic Park 3D to be around everywhere. I really wanted Jurassic Park 3D to be re-released everywhere, but then they canceled that, and now they brought it back for only 1 week in April for only IMAX 3D, which kind of sucks.
Because the closest
one is an hour and a half away in either direction.
Do you know how bad, like, I'm considering just taking my time to go to it just to see it in 3D? It's IMAX 3D because it's Jurassic Park. You can't
not love that film. It still looked pretty good for...
We just want to talk about the ride at Universal. No.
Did you guys see the scrapped concept art for Jurassic Park 4?
No.
Where they were going to have human-dinosaur hybrids?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little...
I remember that.
I am not on board.
See,
and so I guess it would have looked a little human and be super tall. And that means
so
a T-Rex with long arms. Oh, dear God.
With thumbs.
The possibilities. Clever girl. That is where that line needs to go.
The possibilities with that is endless.
Horrifying. Yeah.
I think that would be everyone's newest fear.
Thumbs.
I have a big head and long arms, and I'm going to kill you, master. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I like these Robinsons. I didn't mean to do that to that movie.
It needed to be done. It's okay.
Needed.
But I'm really excited for it. I can't wait, even though I shouldn't be excited for it as much as I am, but I am. I hope
it's as good as the first
one. Oh, yeah. I do, too. Another hope is I really, really, really hope that they do not try to push 3D with this. Because it's going to happen, I know. Oh, it's going to be in 3D.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to be the main thing to where, like, there's a camera, and then it has to be, like, a guy pressing a button with his fingers, Spy Kids. Or, you know, just a stupid dinosaur with long arm human hybrid trying to come out and reach you, and that's going to freak me out. But that's going to freak me out.
Nightmares have come true.
But it's still, I don't want it. I don't want 3D. I don't want it. I don't want it for that.
I don't want it to be specifically for.
Yeah.
But, like, if it has elements that, you know, look cool in 3D, but to where you can still appreciate it in 2D, then awesome. Swagtastic.
That's my problem with most 3D.
Unlike The Hobbit, which actually did a pretty good job.
In 3D?
In 3D, yeah. It was really awesome in 3D.
My eyes still don't register 3D, and I saw it in 3D.
Did you see it in the high frame rate?
No.
I thought we did.
No.
Oh, I thought we did.
No.
You wanted to.
No, I'm sad.
No.
No.
And you put it in your review.
I did! Well, I'm sure it's gorgeous in the high rooms.
Who knows?
No. Who knows?
The world may never know.
All right.
If we had seen it, if you would have known.
I thought I did.
Okay. All right, so.
Now that my heart's completely broken. Thanks, Emily.
What else is going to break our hearts?
Rose will not be in
So Billie Piper, she was on the Graham Norton show. It was actually filmed like January 5th, but it didn't air here until last night. She said that she has not been asked back for the 50th anniversary.
Keeping with the theme of Moffat refuses to write any characters that he did not create.
Yeah.
Or that just Russell T. Davies created that weren't under his...
Yeah. But,
writing.
So all you people who thought that all of the little elements of Eleven and Clara mix, like, resembling those moments with Tin and Rose, suck my dick, you're wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I've been saying that since that shit started.
Yeah.
It seems like such a big event that they need more than just who
Eleven
they
have. And
11 and
4. Who they have?
Yeah. I see what you get out.
I'm going.
Fired again.
How many times will I be fired in what day?
Let the world may never know.
Tootsie Roll Pops. Tootsie Pops.
Tootsie Roll Pops, baby.
All right.
New rap single.
Anyways.
How does
everyone feel about this?
I mean, it kind of makes me happy. Well, a little bit. I want there to be more elements of, like,
Davies.
Every single past Doctor, not just Davies, even though Davies is, like, my favorite era, I'd want more than just 11 and 4.
I really want 9 so bad, and I know he's filming Thor 2, but
and
I don't
you know
care.
That it's never gonna happen.
But, and I know that he doesn't like the show, and he left because...
He didn't want to be the Doctor forever.
Yeah.
He wanted to get out there,
but,
even though he hasn't really done that
like,
since. But.
I would much rather than bring back...
G.I. Joe, that's respectable.
I know, right? He was totally
it's
the best
not,
Destro.
It's not respectable.
I would much rather them bring John Barrowman back before they bring back any of the past companions. Even Donna, who is my spirit animal. Mm-hmm. But I would much rather bring him back first.
Knows.
Sorry. Wow. Swag. Mm. All right. But yeah, that's just my two cents.
Yeah. I have so many fails. I'm happy that Rose isn't coming back simply because shut down all that Rose, like, Claire bullshit. Like,
yeah.
Nah.
That is the main reason that I'm happy.
But I'm sad because I love Billie Piper and I love Rose. Like, Rose is one of my favorite companions. But, yeah, I just want more fucking people from all the, all the generations. Also, can we just bring back the Doctor's daughter?
Please, just bring back Jane?
Can we
wrap that storyline up?
She kind of just went out to space to find her own spinoff and never found it.
Yeah, like, she went to find
She really did.
She went to find her Torchwood and it never came.
It never came.
Her miracle bay never arrived. Oh, I really should leave. I'm sorry.
Man, that shit got canceled. And I'm like, Oh. I still watched it.
Did you?
I love some Torchwood.
Oh, man.
It was
I didn't.
Bad. But
I didn't get to watch most of it.
I'm working my way towards it.
Oh, yeah.
I have to prepare myself with good Torchwood
but,
first.
Yeah. But mainly, I want Jenny back. I want either old doctors or...
Old companions.
If they're still alive. Most of them are not.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna need a good reason to bring a 10 back, you've got that alternate universe that still has... 10-2 and Rose. You can use that, and you can bring him back without making it too convoluted.
And let's be real. Like, you did Asylum of the Daleks. You did a girl in a Dalek.
Mm-hmm.
You can break the dimensions, bro.
Oh, yeah. You can do that again without reality collapsing.
Obviously. How many paradoxes have happened this...
Can he bring back Eric Roberts? Yeah.
No, we do not need him
Come
as the master. No, I refuse. He was horrible.
He was a great
Why?
Master. Why?
He was horrible.
Good.
I am the master. He was extremely just out there with his, like, look at my Time Lord outfit.
I'm fabulous.
Let's never talk about the Doctor Who movie, shall we?
I like it. It's pretty good.
So bad. The Doctor's half human.
10-2. He's half human then.
Yeah, but that's 8.
So?
Not 10.
Also,
so?
His mother being human?
How long? God, let's be real. There's no continuity there. Russell T. Davies word of Godded that the chick from End of Time was also the Doctor's mom, so whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, if you want to complain about something, complain about how long it took the Doctor to regenerate.
Yeah.
He died. He was dead.
And then he
Both
regenerated, what,
beating.
Hours later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't he do it, like...
Isn't it pretty instantaneous anyway?
So, if you're going to complain about something with the movie, complain about that, because that's my complaint.
Yeah. So anyway.
But yeah, Doctor Who, you need more people.
Yeah.
Tie up some loose ends.
Jeffrey gives no shits.
I don't know much about Doctor Who, so I feel as if I said anything, I would probably be retarded. My brain would turn to mush,
and
you would probably throw me in.
Third time today.
Third time.
All right, so
where's the charm?
I guess
I'll say I liked the Christmas special. I thought it was really good. I liked it. But I guess I don't know much about Doctor Who, so I'm going to be quiet.
If you want to know how Whitley and I feel, you can read the article.
On
the Nerdicon.com.
Okay.
I thought it was interesting.
Jeffrey take the last story that we have, the Illuminarum. Illuminarum.
Let's just say that I think CES is interesting because it's the start of every year for me of everything technology and everything awesome is coming out.
It's Comic-Con for technology.
Exactly.
It's for only technology.
And this year, I'm so glad every company has basically said, last year, we did nothing but 3D.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pushing everything 3D away, and we're making those standard features for every television. So I'm like, okay, whatever, that's cool. They're making way for new high-definition developments, 4K resolution, which is like, Jesus Christ, you thought 1080p was intense. No.
Oh, it's like,
no.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah.
No, it's like, the rapture's coming down and we're gonna fucking watch it in high resolution.
Yeah. It's like, you thought everybody's like, oh my god, you know, the red epic cameras make all the movies look really well. You haven't seen their actual raw footage, alright?
Yeah, you haven't seen the raw footage.
That raw footage is what 4K resolution is.
Oh my god.
When they film on red cameras, they have to scale it
down.
They
dumb that shit down.
Intensely. So, with the technology of 4K resolution TVs, and even a 4K tablet done by Samsung?
Oh, he's so excited about the tablet.
Dude, I'm excited about the tablet.
I'm excited about the TV.
I'm excited about
the
TVs.
And the
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about everything about CES. It's just, CES is just going to be is amazing. I think technology is amazing. This coming year is going to be intense, especially from different companies like Razer. And if you guys don't know Razer is a really big computer company. They make gaming computers, gaming laptops, gaming peripherals. Well, they don't make gaming desktop things. But anyways, they release their newest, and I guess I'm on the whole thing about tablets today, because they released their newest tablet, which is technically the world's first gaming laptop, or gaming tablet, which is a tablet about, I think it's a 10-inch tablet that can play any game right now.
You have my attention.
Yes. Now,
but
the
now
cool,
you have my
like,
interest.
It's... Thanks, Leah. Leah. I meant to say Leo, but I said Leah.
Oh, I mean,
it works.
It works. Thanks, Leo.
Now you have my attention.
Thanks, Leo. But no, okay, so let me just go ahead and tell you the price and why I can't even think about grabbing it. $1,000.
Nope, never mind.
For one,
for
just the basic model that won't be able to play up to the greatest resolution of games. But for the Razer Edge Pro, $1,300. And I'm like, this is...
You might as well just throw that extra $300 down.
Yeah.
If you're willing to spend $1,000 on a tablet, like, you might as well throw the $300
exactly.
down to get the best one.
Now, you're saying this now, but honestly, everyone...
I'm not
going to
buy it.
Oh, trust me, no one will, for this main reason. 1 hour battery life.
What
oh.
the fuck?
1 hour battery life.
Can you blame it?
For the game, for games only. If you're going to use it as a regular tablet, 4 to 6,
okay.
which is reasonable.
That's reasonable.
But basically it's saying, like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm checking my emails, whatever. Let me get back in my game. Blah, 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 blah.
Dead.
You only got to go in and press the start screen. Now, there's cool things about it. You can plug up controllers to it and play it on the screen. There's no leg to it. Great. Awesome. But, you know... They're also releasing the world's largest smartphone over there, which is like, I can't even remember, it's like a six inch screen, can't even remember. It's pretty freaking huge.
I enjoy the fact that like we went really small and
now
we're
going
really
big.
Yeah.
What, is there going to be like a 20 inch phone eventually? Hello?
Oh.
Like the phone's going to become the size of the tablet?
You have to have a backpack on your back, you know, for the
Hello?
Phone.
So we're essentially going back to the 80s.
Yeah.
But
okay.
The technology
is better.
Better.
Okay, cool.
And people are like, you have different releasing of cell phones that have... Like, you know how you have the screen, though. Just, it's a flat screen. Well, now they're wanting to extend the phone and make the screen curve down to where the buttons are. So that way you can be sitting right here and press call and answer things like that. Which is a very interesting yet extremely useless feature. Because
yeah.
nobody is going to set their phone on the side to where they can't actually see the main screen to only press buttons on the, like, the side panel. Like, it's not going to happen.
It's not functional.
Yeah.
Like, people don't...
Yeah, that's not very functional.
It's a new
like
feature
that
people will eat up if they want new features.
Exactly. And, of course, games were awesome, and things were awesome, and then Xbox was... Or Microsoft, in general, was like, hey, guys, so you heard about our Xbox stuff. You heard about Xbox Kinect and how much you hate it. Well, we're going to try and make you like it. We're gonna put your Kinect there on your counter, and you're gonna have a projector near it, okay? And that projector is gonna project images onto your wall, okay? And that's gonna be your gameplay. That's your game view. That's everything. And how to try and make children stay still in the room is just make sure everything just fucking flashes around them. And so this is perfect. These parents are going to eat it up like hotcakes at McDonald's, like they're going out of style. It's genius. But it's slightly inefficient, but really awesome to me, because I'm thinking on terms with the game that they showed it with. It was like really stupid. The way they showed it was really just boring. It was like a regular first-person shooter just going around, and the bullets are going past you, and you can see it on the walls. And there's four different settings. One, you can actually only see bullets, and they just go past you, and they whiz by. Or another setting is you actually have, like, you have your TV screen with the first person, like a regular normal view. But on the wall is basically everything you can't see on your TV, which is just enlarged, and your character's there. In a way, you can say that's wall hacking, in a weird definition of it. But
yeah.
In a way, it gives you an advantage. Another thing that they had was basically like this ghost mode kind of bullshit where everything is outlined around you. Like you have what? Your normal, yeah, your normal game is playing. But like, let's say there's a building, you know, somewhere on the side. It's outlined in just white lines. Everything is dark and it's just white lines. So it's like you're seeing it in some weird vision. Makes no sense. And the other vision, which is my favorite vision, my favorite last vision, is you don't see anything that involves the game except for vibrations of guns and explosions. Basically, if you're walking around and it's freaking turned up loud, it's just... Your family picture is going to explode on the projector, kind of.
So what we're getting is we're getting closer and closer to virtual reality. Yes. Like legit virtual reality.
So we're
legit.
Essentially going into Fahrenheit 454 almost.
Yeah.
451. Jeez, why did I say 454?
It's okay. We still understood. Like, it also confirmed, to me, it gives me a little bit of hope, seeing how, because it was actually, this product was leaked long ago, like earlier last year. But nobody took it seriously because it was the way they had it set up was like there are bars going around the top of your ceiling and it just projects the screens down and it's all over the room. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh yeah, that's never going to happen. And now we see it this year's SES or CES letters. So which basically means that, you know, all of these patents that they have been showing off or like people have been leaking have possibilities to have a little bit of truth behind them, which also worries me because they're also trying to take away used games, and which will get rid of GameStop. But say you want to take your game, you buy a new game, you're like, oh man, I want to go to my friend's house and play this game with them. Well, I hope you put it in your game console first, because if not, you just gave your best friend a video game for free, because now you cannot play it anywhere else but his console.
That's like they're trying to make them computer games.
Yeah.
I know you're Microsoft, but computer is different than a console.
But sadly, it's not just Microsoft. Sony is also in this battle as well. The only person not in this battle is Nintendo. So far. Of course, Wii U is already out, and they're not going to think about making another console until Nintendo 4DS comes out, maybe 4DXL. Who knows?
Oh my god.
Uh-oh.
Can we talk about Pokemon
X and Y? Oh god. First 3DS.
I want to get it.
Oh, now I have to get a fucking 3DS.
Dude, that's...
Yeah, now I have to get a 3DS.
Thanks. Refund checks coming out?
Does it only work
3DS.
For the 3DS?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you. Yep. So you better either get to Craigslist or something else.
Well, at least black and white will still work on that.
Basically, technology is going to be amazing these coming years.
Oh my god.
Games are going to be amazing. Cool. TVs are getting intense and thinner, which is cool, because OLED technology, organic LED, I can't remember what LED stands for anymore.
Light emitting diode.
Thank you.
Thank you, science.
Yay, science. But yeah, you see the vibration.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's pretty cool. I think everything that has been announced from all the different companies, pretty intense and amazing. I can't wait to see what other advancements that they have for, like, camcorders or cameras in general soon.
Yeah, that's why I keep waiting to buy a new camera.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I could get one, but I'll just wait.
And I know I went on a huge thing about that, so I'd like to hear what everybody else thinks about technology or this
Yay,
or
technology.
Whatever.
Well, whatever you were talking about, like, how amazingly gorgeous, like, red raw footage is.
Yeah.
I was like, remember that time we were wandering downtown and that guy had a red camera? And we were like, we could just steal that.
Dude,
and just run.
It was at Bel Share. The guy was just standing there on the corner shooting Bel Share festival footage in red. On the red epic. It was beautiful. The lens was humongous. It was like you take the trunk of an elephant and just slap it on a camera. It was beautiful. I didn't understand my life at that moment. I wanted to ask him
Me and
everything.
Jeffrey were just like,
oh. We stopped and we talked to that man.
We really did.
We did.
Nice.
It was
All
a great
our friends place. Were like, where the hell did Lee and Jeffrey go? There's a camera back there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not just a camera.
Yeah. The camera that matters most.
The camera. But yeah.
But yeah. I love how that's.
Well, I don't really know much about technology
or cars
and stuff. Or that. Oh, I'm not getting that. But yeah. So I think it sounds cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds really cool, and if I had money, I'd buy it.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah. Very God.
I need a new car, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to be nice for once.
I can say it later.
I'm excited.
Yay!
Oh my god. 4K. Oh! The holy grail of fucking... Oof.
Oh!
Oh god, I'm excited.
That reminds me. Another weird thing that was shown at SES. I know this is taking on long, but
no,
cool thing. Weird. Transparent TV.
Oh! I saw!
But it was in 3D. It was a 3D transparent TV.
Get it.
I don't either. That was like...
No, I saw that. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was.
I was like, I mean...
What is the functionality of, like,
you're gonna have that? Now you're gonna be able to tell if your cat's behind a TV playing with your wires, and it's gonna mess up everything. Like, oh, I guess that's cool. But it's like... It's not something that will go far. Nobody will... hop onto that. No way.
I mean, I already get irritated enough whenever there's, like, glare on my screen.
Yeah.
Imagine if you can, like,
if
see
the entire
through
screen
it.
Is glare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Essentially.
Yeah.
The entire
and it's
all
like,
of it.
Why would you want, and the worst part about it is in 3D.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh god, my eyes, plus just, like, figuring out what's real and what's not with the wall behind you. You're like, okay,
people just want it to look like the future already. Jeez.
Apparently,
yeah.
It's 2013.
Like,
I mean, it's time
that
for
would
the future.
Be in a like science fiction film in the future. Oh yeah, they have this transparent TV. Why? We don't know. It's the future.
I
yeah.
think what they
That's
I think what they
what
really
want
to do is like get into that Marvel, like,
yeah.
Like the, like, touching
mm-hmm.
tech, like,
mm-hmm.
all of that
See,
stuff.
See, that would be interesting if it was just for, like, a computer screen sort
yeah.
of thing, but if it's for a TV,
I don't want people to look at my porn.
Stuff,
what?
No. For, like, yeah.
That took Cody a few seconds.
I'm sorry, continue.
Okay. Like, they did want it to be, like, Marvel stuff, just sort of the transparent thing. That's
yeah.
interesting, but, and that's...
And 3D
I guess life imitating art.
Yeah,
is interesting. Which is how most technology normally
a la
seems to come about.
Cell phones. Hey,
Star Trek. Yep, pretty much.
What's up,
yeah?
And the sliding.
It'll be great. Which means soon that we'll have 4K resolution laptops.
That'll be fantastic. Huh.
But by then
it'll...
yeah. Oh, quit. Get out of my body. We're still doing this. Yeah, but like you were going to say, go ahead with what you were going to say, but by then.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, but by then we'll have 8K resolution.
Yeah, by then it'll look like crap compared to what the new stuff is.
Yeah. Oh, man. Technology,
like,
it's so weird.
Because this looks brilliant from what, you know, 80s computers look like.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not carrying around this humongous desktop.
80s
laptop
well, computers
mean,
were
the
like
the original
gross.
Laptop screen
yeah.
was like fucking,
yeah.
you know, the old
a cell phone, but not with good quality, like the size of a cell phone,
but not with reception.
Nothing.
Yeah. God. And if you ever just like take the time to just think, like, man, you know.
I'm carrying
technology.
A little tiny computer
yeah.
in my pocket.
This
yeah.
is a computer, essentially. Like, smartphones or computers, thanks.
15 years ago, they were like,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's every time SES comes around, I always get that sort of feeling like, oh, I feel like I'm so poor.
The future, and also, God, I'm poor.
Yeah.
Hopefully in the future,
like
I won't be as poor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, hopefully I will be there inside of the convention and be like, oh, yes, I will take 3.
Oh, this is experimental? I'll take 8.
Yeah. You don't know if they work.
This one doesn't even work.
This
I'll
is just
10.
A display model? Oh, great. This will go great in my bathroom.
Just give it to me. Yes. God.
Yeah. So, technology's cool. Shutting up, Jeffrey. power down.
All right. Well, that is our latest.
That's nerd news for you.
That's nerd news.
Nerd news. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
We will see you next week with an actual topic. And
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about what's coming up this year on the Nerdicon? Or do you want to save it?
We'll save it when we got it all planned out.
Okay. Well,
when it's ready.
Doing it, so. Well,
yeah.
When it's ready.
It's not ready yet. It's still in the oven. It's still baking.
It's still Diablo 4. It'll come sooner or later.
Will it though?
No.
Okay.
It's still Half-Life 3.
It's like a real Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Will it come? Probably not.
No. Can I just say really quick about Resident Evil? Because I read an article the other day. It's great. It's great. It's freaking great. They want to... The next movie is set to be the last one. They want to do...
Are they Final Destination... Destinationing us?
Kind of.
Destinationing?
No.
The Resident Evil.
Like, it's the last one.
Is it? No, it's a prequel. Whoa.
Oh, God.
Turn my tape. I'll say that flipped me up for a little bit. But anyways, they want to finish this next movie.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Continue.
Oh, that was a big... Shit. Spoilers. That was a big twist.
Oh.
So they wanted to make it a prequel.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, they want to make the next movie the final one. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to finish this storyline. But they want to reboot it with a different cast, different director, different story, different everything. They want to reboot Resident Evil and make a new trilogy. That is slightly based on the games. And
oh,
I'm
actually
like,
actually kind of based on the games?
Yeah.
Like the first movie was based on the first game, or like...
Like, the way that they did the second movie.
Nothing else.
Nothing
because
else.
There are no good.
Yeah. Like, so I thought that was interesting when I read it. I was like, oh, so they're actually going to try and do good? Not going to happen. So, yeah, that I read that after I did my article. It was really funny. Anyways, please. Right. That's it for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Nerdicon.
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 Out.
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 Oot and a boot. We're gonna go oot and a boot now.
Ew. Don't say it like
yeah, we're
that.
Canadian.
Yup.
No, not really.